Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back to Spoil After the Hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day hour. It's a pleasure to continue to be. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Gary Surak is here. Gary's back. He's a 12-year member of our Brain Trust, president of Surak Financial Services, author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Also, The American Dream Revisited, and he's our good friend Gary. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
Good to have you back. So, we're going to talk about retirement issues in the pandemic era. And there's a whole bunch of new stuff coming out. You and I are just talking about some of it off the air that we need to tell people about and that they may not know. In fact, some of it I didn't know about. But one of the things I know you wanted to start out with is about how this shutdown is reframing retirement. Tell us about what you mean.
Well, it's really interesting, Jim. I've been doing this a long time, so lots of clients, and a lot of them are older. So what's happened is some of my older clients who were preparing for retirement went into this isolation, self-isolation, working from home attitude, mentality, mm-hmm. and realized that wasn't something they very much enjoyed. And they were spending so much time at home.
They were getting a look into what their retirement was going to be, didn't they?
Exactly, Jim. And they're not prepared.
It's
and
not for everybody.
Oh, my God, no. It's and I tell them it's a full contact sport. Mm-hmm. This is not part-time work. This is real. It's 24/7. So anyhow, we're having these conversations. Well, all of a sudden, there's this group of people who are so much on the cusp of retiring who have come back in and said, you know, I think I'm going to stick on for another couple mm-hmm. of years. You know, and they had different reasons, but all of them really...
Are these right more likely to be employees, or are they more likely to be owners, business owners?
Actually, it's a mix of both. That's what was so fascinating. I totally a mix of both. The owners who are going to sell their companies or turn it over to the employees, and some that were just, you know, high-up employees or high-up owners. Executives. And some are just workers that just, you know, normal people like you and me. So, you know, that's kind of what it was. It was really quite a smorgasbord.
Well, that's the reason that's interesting, and the reason I ask about the ownership, it occurred to me that there would be people who were, you know, in their late 60s, early 70s, business owners, small business owners who back in January said, hey, you know, this is going pretty good. The economy's going great, better than ever. I was going to retire it in a year or so, but I may keep doing this for a few years. This is not too bad. I'll build up my company and have a little bit more money to spend, et cetera, et cetera. But now I'm imagining that they might say, in order to get my business back, I'm going to have to slay another dragon, and I don't want to do that. It's at my age. And therefore, I'm going to redefine my retirement. What do you think? Is that happening?
Oh, absolutely, Jim. You hit it right on the head. And I'll tell you, that is exactly the case, that there are owners who are saying to myself, this is hard. The other thing is that doctors, I have probably five doctors who all of a sudden are going to retire.
Wow.
And they're not 65. They're 55,
wow.
57, 60.
Well, they don't realize what kind of, you know, retiring too early is not always cracked up to be, folks. I've known people who've done it.
Oh, yeah. It's why I'm writing my next book, you know, How to Retire mm-hmm. and Not Die, Jim. There's a reason I wrote that title, because, man, there's a lot of people that I've retired and died, and I think mm-hmm. that's a bad combination. But what's happening is they're so burned out on the medical side that this whole pandemic thing has just worn them mm-hmm. out, and they're going to have to refigure out the rest of their life, and that's been the conversation. It's about money for a few minutes, and then it becomes about everything else, because mm-hmm. The money isn't the only reason you retire or not retire. There's a lot more to this game.
Well, and I told my wife, I said, I'm not afraid of COVID-19. I'm not afraid of dying. I'm afraid of retirement.
You have a good point. And here's one other thing, Jim.
There's a good reason to be. And you know what? If you're an employee and you got a workaday job and it's not fulfilling, that's one thing. But if you're working, if you're working every day and you're baby, that ain't working, is it?
No, that is clearly not work at all. That's something that you're passionate about and you enjoy.
It's who you are.
Don't want to give that up. Yeah, it defines who you are. You're defined by your radio station. I'm defined by my financial services business. You know, we're defined by our personalities and all the stuff that goes with it, what we do to keep us happy and to, mm-hmm. what we think help other people. Those are the things that define us, Jim.
You think people staying home like they have has given many people an insight into what retirement would be like, and more people than ever thought they would are realizing that it's not going to be what they thought it might be. It's not going to be cracked up to what they thought it was going to be.
I believe that's exactly the case. Mm-hmm. I won't say it's 100%. That there are some people who have found it to be lovely and think this is the best mm-hmm. thing that's ever happened to them, and they're ready to go. But they're in the minority. Most of the people I talk to are saying what you just said. You know, all of a sudden they're looking at all these hours and all this time during the day that mm-hmm. they don't have filled, with no clue how to fill it.
But some of them might be saying, you know, before this happened, I wouldn't have thought I could semi-retire from home. But the company is, I can be productive. I'm being productive at home. The company isn't falling apart. I mean, I'm almost wondering if we're not seeing it, we're going to see more semi-retirements now. What do you think?
Well, I think that's clearly what's happening. One of my largest clients, it's got 120 employees. No one's been in their building because it's right down the road from mine. No one's been in that building since March.
Yeah.
They're all working from home. The company's doing, you know, pretty well. It's not 100%, you know, as good as it was when you have the camaraderie and the community that you lose.
Right.
But they're pretty happy with the results, and they're seriously considering selling their business.
Wow.
Their building, not the business.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're saying, you know, we don't really need this big building. We just mm-hmm. need good employees. So there's that going on, too, which is really interesting, and especially from a real estate perspective. You know, what happens to all the office space?
Right.
That becomes vacant.
Yeah, the commercial real estate industry in America is going to go through a reckoning over the next 5 years. Hey, Gary, hang on to that thought. I want to come back after the break and get you to give us some details on some of the rule changes and some of your advice on how to begin this process. And we'll do that after the break with Gary Sorok. GarySorok.com, is that right, Gary?
Yes, that's correct, Jim.
S-I-R-A-K. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.